From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry warns of a long battle with Islamic State. Suicide bomber hits U.N. convoy in Somalia capital. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it will take years to defeat the Islamic State militants. Secretary Kerry spoke Wednesday in Brussels, opening a meeting with foreign ministers from 60 nations to discuss efforts to combat the militant group.
We have made already significant progress in 2.5 months, but we also acknowledge there is a lot more work yet to be done.
Iran will not confirm U.S. assertions that it carried out airstrikes on Islamic State militants inside Iraq close to its border. U.S. military officials say American-built jets that Iran bought in the 1970s hit Islamic State targets in eastern Diyala province. The Pentagon says the U.S. does not operate in that area. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's deadly bombing of the Iranian ambassador's house in Yemen. Yemeni officials say Ambassador Hossein Niknam was not at home at the time. There are conflicting reports on casualties, with at least one death confirmed and 17 other people wounded. A suicide car bomber attacked a United Nations convoy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least 3 people and wounding 7 others. Wednesday's attack occurred near the city's heavily secured international airport that is home to some foreign embassies and a UN base. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. New data shows the Ebola outbreak intensifying Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone reported 537 new confirmed cases in the week ending November 30th, a jump of more than 150 over the week before. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma arrived in China Wednesday for a high-level state visit. VOA's Anita Powell has details.
When the South African president landed Wednesday in Beijing for a 2-day state visit, he was accompanied by no fewer than 7 cabinet members, including the chiefs of the Ministries of Finance, Foreign Affairs, Trade and Industry, and Transport. Mr. Zuma said in his statement that the main goal of this visit is to ensure that our relations with China remain central to realizing our developmental agenda. This visit is focused on long-term Chinese investment in South Africa's infrastructure development. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The International Criminal Court is giving prosecutors 1 week to either strengthen or drop charges against Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta. The trial has been postponed several times. Mr. Kenyatta faces charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly organizing post-election violence in late 2007 and early 2008. The unrest killed about 1,100 people in Kenya and displaced more than 500,000 others. Mr. Kenyatta says he is innocent. Lawmakers in Israel have agreed to hold new elections on March 17th after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would dissolve the current parliament as soon as possible. Party officials decided on the date Wednesday, the day after Mr. Netanyahu fired 2 key ministers and called for early elections. A grand jury in New York City voted not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in July. The decision reached Wednesday by the Staten Island grand jury not to bring charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo threatened to add to the tensions that have simmered in the city since the July 17th death of Eric Garner. During the fatal encounter, Garner raised both hands in the air and told the officers not to touch him. Chokeholds are barred under the official policy of the New York Police Department. Police in the United Arab Emirates are investigating the killing of an American school teacher stabbed to death by a female suspect wearing traditional Muslim clothing. A spokesman says a fight broke out between the victim and the attacker, described as a woman, in a women's restroom in a shopping mall in the capital Abu Dhabi, before the victim was stabbed there by a sharp object. The assailant escaped after the attack. Venezuela's attorney general indicted opposition leader Maria Corina Machado on charges of being involved in an alleged plot to kill President Nicolas Maduro. The attorney general's office says Machado is charged with conspiracy for allegedly having links to the assassination plan against the president. Machado was at the forefront of major street protests against Mr. Maduro's socialist government earlier this year. She's dismissed the accusations, calling them a charade. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.